You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Racing Podcast here at William Hill, hosted by myself, Bobby Beavers. And for the Friday edition of the podcast, I'm delighted to be joined by William Hill Racing Radio pundit Kevin O'Malley. Kevin, great to see you. How are you? Keeping well?
I'm very well, Bobby. Thanks for having me again.
You're very welcome. I like when I work with yourself because you always tend to tip a few winners along the way as well.
Ah, well, I've been known to tip a few. Plenty losers as well, though, but hopefully we can pinpoint a little bit of value in this little podcast.
Before we get your selections ahead of racing on Friday afternoon, if we could just look ahead to the William Hill St. Ledger Festival. It starts next Wednesday, and I believe you fancy one Antipose for the William Hill St. Ledger at a bit of a price.
Yeah, I believe he was 25-1 with William Hill a few days ago. He might have shortened up a little bit by now. Look, Logician does look a little bit special, doesn't he? You know,
he's
got the looks, he's got the form in the book, he's progressive, but you know, he's about 5-4. I mean, he's very short in the betting at the moment. Sir Dragonair's in there. Il Paradiso's been well supported. Sir Ron Priestley is a prolific winner, but perhaps lacks a little bit of overall class. The one that I like is Royal Ascot winner Dashing Willoughby at the prices for Andrew Balding. He won the Queen's Vase at Royal Ascot. The form of the race is just about okay. Any rain that falls at Doncaster between now and then will certainly help his cause. He then dropped back in trip to 12 furlongs in the Group 2 Tattersall Stakes at Newmarket, where he produced an improved effort on the form ratings at least. Mm-hmm. And then he just kind of dropped away in the closing stages. Next time out, he ran in the Goodwood Cup behind Stradivarius, and he lobbed along really well for the majority of that race behind Stradivarius before the stamina and class and maturity of Stradivarius and DXB kind of came to the fore. But you know, I thought Dashing Willoughby ran really well in the Goodwood Cup last time out, and I think dropping from 2 miles back to 1.6 against his own sex, considering the price he is, you know, I don't think he's a bad each way shout at all, and he's definitely been targeted at the race. So he'd be the one for me in the St. Ledger, and I've put up a couple as well for this weekend. Obviously we've got the Sprint Cup at Haydock, so yeah, there's a few anti-post bets in the pipeline.
I'm just going to say the Group 1 on Saturday is the Sprint Cup, and obviously the final decks came out this morning, advertised 10 sovereigns, Cardam, they're all going to clash.
It looks that way, yeah. I was trying to be clever and find something at a big price to. It's just built into me, Bobby. I want to back big price winners, you know what I mean? But the one I've landed on is Cardam, the Stewards' Cup winner. Back in 2015, Charlie Hill's train Magical Memory, he won the Stewards' Cup, if you remember, and then he went on to finish third in the, I think it was third, yeah, in the Sprint Cup after that. I just think Cadham's a better horse than Magical Memory. I think he's got a bit more class than Magical Memory had. He'll probably going to need it with the likes of advertising 10 sovereigns there, but Aidan O'Brien has voiced some concerns about the ground for 10 sovereigns. And advertise, you know, I'm not convinced that advertise is a world beater, and I just think that Cadham is improving at the right time. He put in a tremendous effort in the Stewards' Cup at Glorious Goodwood. And yeah, I mean, he was around about 5-1 when I backed him. Not sure exactly what price he is now, but even at around about 4-1, I still think he's a fair bet for, you know, the horse, the improving horse, if you will.
A busy day on Friday as well. Will be your two selections, of course, starting with the first.
Yeah, the first one I've gone, well, both of them are trained by Andrew Balding, and both of them run it.
Got a bit of a thing for Andrew Balding, haven't you?
Yeah, don't you?
Yes, I do.
yeah, I mean, he trains loads of winners, that helps. He's saddled up 17 winners and 27 placed efforts from 101 runners. in the past 28 days. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he's a prolific trainer of winners, which is what we like. So he's been operating at a steady 17% strike rate. He does quite well with runners that he sends to Haydock. The first one I like is Ocala in the 430. Now, if the prices are to be believed, or the likely forecast prices, Carrasco is going to be hard to beat. But I think the same really about Ocala, who on actual track achievement has done a little bit more. She recorded an RPR, a Racing Post rating of 89 last time out at Newbury over 10 furlongs on soft ground. That was backed up by a really good speed figure. Mm-hmm. She runs off a mark of 86 here, and I think she's the horse to beat, Ocala, in that 430. The second race that I fancy one in is the 505 at Haydock, and the one I like, Andrew Balding, David Probert once again. This is a mile and six handicap. Landa Beach,
okay,
a Teofilo gelding. And I think he's just improving at just the right time. He produced a career best effort last time out. He was beaten into second behind Gas Monkey, but he recorded a really good speed figure there at Newbury on soft ground over 12 furlongs. I think the mile step up in trip will suit him, mm-hmm. and I think he's well handicapped off 80. So yeah, Ocala in the 430 and Lando Beach in the 505, both at Haydock.
Great stuff, Kev. As always, a pleasure to work with you here on the Daily Racing Podcast.
Thank you, Bobby.
Do tune in to William Hill Racing Radio on Friday. It gets underway at 1:20. Sam Norris, Kevin O'Malley and Craig Forsyth are your team taking you through all the action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.